The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, on this last day of August, folks, 2016. And to Karen, that seems to think I'm the know-all, end-all, be-all to political elections and campaigns. And this comes from Zogby Analytics. Clinton and Trump in statistical tie. Trump has closed the gap among older millennials. I didn't know there was such a thing as older millennials. I thought they were the young ones. Written by Zogby, if the election for president were being held today, and the Democratic nominee for president is Hillary Clinton, and the Republican nominee for president is Donald Trump, the Libertarian nominee is Gary Johnson, what a disappointment this guy is. And the Green Party nominee is Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? Their poll is indicating, Karen, Hillary Clinton 38%, Donald Trump 36%, Gary Johnson 8%, Jill Stein 5%, and not sure, 13%. The takeaways on this issue, if the new Zogby Analytics nationwide online poll conducted 12-13 August with 2.8% either way, plus or minus, we asked 1,277 likely voters who they would vote for if the election for president were being held today. Since our last poll in early July, Clinton still maintains a small 2% lead over Trump. It seems the convention bumps are behind us and we are back to a close race. Now, I'm not going to bore you with all these other statistics and age brackets and groups and all that other stuff. Mike, why don't you just go ahead and post that, if you would. I haven't seen a Zogby poll being quoted anywhere. And you had to go to their site, zogbyanalytics.com, to even see anything that had been done. If somebody were to ask me today, prior to this, is Zogby still in business? I couldn't have answered you yes or no, because they have been non-existent. Their poll numbers have not been anywhere to be seen. At least where I've been looking. You know, on the issue here, the media is, they're all in. It's a high-stakes poker game, and they're betting on Hillary Clinton. In a revealing statement that flew largely under the radar earlier this month, the mainstream media admitted it would never recover from its irresponsible and negligent coverage of the 2016 presidential election. A recent column published in the New York Post referred to the media's reporting as the complete collapse of the American journalism as we know it. In his article for the Post, Fox News contributor Michael Goodwin discussed the media's pro-Clinton bias, one recognized by supporters of virtually every other presidential candidate, from Bernie Sanders to Jill Stein to Gary Johnson, and of course, Donald Trump. Even Americans who don't necessarily have a horse in a 2016 race notice the slant. By torching its remaining credibility in service of Clinton, Goodwin wrote, the mainstream media reputations will likely never recover. Kind of like Williams for NBC. nor will the standards. No future producer, editor, reporter, or anchor can be expected to meet a test of fairness when that standard has been trashed in such a willful and blatant fashion. Indeed, he is correct in this regard. The Clinton machine has effectively infiltrated the corporate media. Now, I have a little problem with that because there's just too much that's left out of that. It's the liberal, Jewish-owned six corporations that own everything that you see, read, and hear in this country that prefers Hillary Clinton. And I'm sure they've made it known to everybody that collects a paycheck. You collect a paycheck, somebody's paying you, you can damn sure tell them what to do, can't you? Irrespective of you're supposed to be a journalist, a news reporter, or anything else. See, long time ago, it used to be believed that if somebody was a journalist, that they were digging for facts and they would expose what they know. They used to be called white paper journalism. Now what we have is yellow journalism. What color is communism, by the way? Effectively infiltrated the corporate media? Last year, The Intercept reported that MSNBC failed to disclose that multiple pundits who spoke favorably about Clinton were actually employees of a consulting firm hired by her campaign. More recently, embarrassing DNC leaks released in July revealed that the DNC officials attempted to craft narratives painting Sanders in a negative light to undermine his campaign. As if Bernie Sanders in America is not undermining enough. How in God's green earth do you make Hillary Clinton look better than Bernie Sanders? They're both communist. Well, at least he's a self-avowed socialist. Angry socialist that never held a job, but look at his sincerity. He looked like a pissed off grandpa. That's all, man. And now, to be honest with you, I wouldn't listen to the guy for any more than 2 or 3 minutes, and I don't give a damn what he was talking about. Didn't care. Well, they also organized a secret fundraiser with the Washington Post and were careful to keep it under radar. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, isn't this a wonderful person? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the now disgraced former chairman of the DNC, along with one of her colleagues, personally contacted MSNBC to complain when one of its anchors criticized Clinton and suggested she drop out. Per a deal with the DNC, one political writer sent an article critical of Clinton to the DNC for suggestions before he sent it to his editor. Yes, you have full editorial power over my article here. Tell me what you agree with or don't agree with, and tell me what I need to write in order to please you. Though Goodwin has previously implied he does not support the Republican nominee, he still argues that any reporter who agrees with Clinton about Trump has no business covering either candidate. There is no question the mainstream media has sided with the political establishment in its decision to craft narratives that paint Clinton as a competent leader who is the only option to face a catastrophic Trump presidency. Indeed, in spite of Clinton's lack of popularity among the general population, the media continues to suggest that she is only the only thing standing between America and its descent into fascism. While the degree of the negative press Trump has received is undeniably staggering, Goodwin failed to recognize, at least in this article, that like Clinton, Trump is widely unpopular and dangerous. Though mainstream media is undoubtedly fervent in their coverage of Trump's absurdity, it is arguably irresponsible not to point out the gaping problems with his xenophobic, violent, and non-factual rhetoric. Even the article complaining about the bent press is bent itself. I just wanted to get to that point in this story. You can see this narrative woven throughout. See, these clowns are sitting around, folks, wondering if they're going to be employed after the election. Who am I going to work for? I'm putting all my chips on the table. But by doing so, they're exposing who and what they are. This is not serious journalism. This is a hack job. And the beat goes on. Call in numbers, folks. Please write this down. I know that you've memorized the 800 number. 313-9443 was not hard to remember. And once you burned it into your brain, yep, there's another number that we're using temporarily. Please use it. 512-716-1603 or 1883 or 1897. See, 1883 is the last four numbers of the second set of numbers, and the 1890s, okay. You get the idea? 512-716-1603. Is there a caller there, Mikey? Patricia in Florida. Hello, Patricia.
Hey, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to just make the simple observation that Debbie Wasserman Schultz won her seat in Florida. I couldn't believe it today.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. After all that publicity, she still won it.
Does that tell you how uninformed the people are in Florida? Or better still, let's put it this way, how absolutely lost politically that they are?
Well, I'm in Florida.
I know.
And a few good seats were won, but it's the same thing with Arizona.
How did little Marco do down there?
He won by 4 points.
Really?
I can't believe it because he had a really good competitor in Carlos Betroff. I don't have it handy, but anyway.
Well, I guess people would prefer little Marco over a Democrat, huh?
Unbelievable, huh? Anyway.
Well, you almost topped my story. Almost. You know, I don't doubt that the people like Schultz, you know, gets a hand up. But what really blew me away are the people, and I have not heard from anybody from Arizona, and we got a lot of listeners out there, that they, you know, here we go again, we go with John McCain. Holy.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Just people are cuckoo. So, thank you.
Cuckoo.
Love listening. Thanks for the great show.
Thank you. Cuckoo. Bye. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Oh, gosh. Mikey, what did you do to my computer? Wasn't you? Just tell me who it is. I'm sorry, who? You better write that one down. Seriously. No. Put it on the damn screen. Ask her how you spell that name so I don't butcher it too badly. Just like it looks. Did you refresh your screen? Buthenia. Okay, in Pennsylvania. Hello. Hello.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi. I'm sorry. Is that John?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was hearing you talking about the yellow journalism, and I just want to talk about that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, all these lies that was funneled into the so-called mainstream media was the cause of the destruction of my country.
And which country would that be?
Iraq.
Ah, yes, the evil Saddam Hussein. Let me ask you, Bethania, let me ask you a question. Did you live in Iraq or any of your family live in Iraq when Saddam Hussein was in power?
Of course.
Okay. According, and you've seen the narrative here in the American media.
Yes.
Do you think it was accurate or inaccurate the way they painted that guy?
Of course it's inaccurate.
I can come up with my own opinion, but I'm asking you the direct question because you would know.
Yeah, everything they say about him is a complete, complete lie. Everything. Everything they say about him or the Ba'athist Party or the way we used to live is a complete lie. Our life was very good. We are better than Switzerland then. Our freedom, our education, our everything, the service, life was so easy. I mean, I'm here in the U.S. 10 years. I came here 2004, and I was amazed by how much the people paid from taxes for everything, and the control of the media, the control of the, I don't know.
Wait a minute here. Let me make this observation. So you're saying to me that life in Iraq up to 2004 was freer than what we're living here, and you discovered that after you moved to this country?
Yes.
Jeez, old Pete.
Yes, I mean, John, I used to work as a newscaster there, and sometimes I go mission. I came up at 12 o'clock in 12 o'clock at night, me and my colleagues, and gold and my jewelry, like $3,000-$4,000, and I walk at night, and nobody can. We are so secured, we are so safe, women are so respected. All the resources of Iraq is used in a very good way to benefit the Iraqi people. In spite of that, Bush the father put a harsh embargo on us. He wanted to starve us to death, but we lived. I mean, the Baathists, I can say that our system is fair capitalism and human capitalist system, I can say, but we lived and we tear out the embargo and we tear out the sanction and we emerge as a power. That's why they make this of the destruction, mass destruction weapon, and they came and they destroyed Iraq. They put it into smothering. So whatever you hear about Saddam or Iraq or the media is a complete lie. Till now. I mean, did they do a good job now? No. So, I mean, I read the New York Times, not because I love the New York Times, but I use it as empower my language and see what's kind of lies they are pushing to the American people. And the same thing. The same lies, the same thing. I mean, there are some kind, like 25% truth. And 75% fiction, a lie, or fresh truth.
Have you been interviewed by any mainstream print publication, newspaper? Has any network in this country ever contacted you and did an interview with you about Iraq, seeing how you were in the profession?
Well, when I came here, my husband has a lot of people who, in these parts. And he tried to put me through all this network. Mm-hmm. None of them accepted when I told them about our freedom, our rights, our education, our good standard living, they don't. Maybe local newspaper, but major newspaper, major like CNN and MSNBC, some people, friends, or some of my professors, they tried. Nobody accepted. They want you. They want people who can parroting what they say. If I go and say, no, we are free and this and this and stuff like that, they will not hear you. They won't hear, oh, Saddam is dictator. We came to liberate Iraq and so on and so on. So.
Yeah, we liberate Iraq.
Yeah,
let me ask you, Bethania, did you hear my interview yesterday with the nuclear scientist or the engineer?
Dr. Tariq?
Mm-hmm.
I heard some of it. I think, he's talking from a very, some kind of angle, of a narrow angle. So he might talk, he was talking about the, I don't know, the explanation of Islam
versus
through the
Muslim
brother, through the Muslim Brotherhood. Which is, I know the Muslim brother, all the political Islam is made by U.S. and U.K. So he is talking according to their understanding, which it doesn't, not necessarily, be the true or the true nature of Islam.
Okay, hold on a second, Bethania. I've got to take this break here. Hang on a second. There's a couple more things I would like to ask you, seeing how you're the closest that I've ever gotten to Iraq. Hold on a second. We'll be back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Shake down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down, shake down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think it's all right. Break down, take down, shake down. You busted.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
That was Leslie Stahl talking to Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bethania, do you have any accurate count of how many Iraqis are dead, men, women, and children?
During the sanction or... Or after 2003, John?
As of to date, because I would consider the carnage that's happening between the Sunni and the Shiite and everything that has been torn apart in Iraq, that's a direct result of our intervention trying to help people of Iraq.
Oh, yeah, great help, yeah. Well, according to, I stopped going to those census or statistic, but I mean, 2 million, that's for sure. 2 million Iraqi died from 2003, that's for sure. I mean, you can't say no about it. But I saw some numbers estimated to up to 3 million. But, I mean, 2 million, that's the least amount. 3 million, that's just the dead, the real dead. Hmm. The misplaced, those who disappeared and we couldn't find body, that's another thing. Displaced and misplaced, more than 6 million, hundreds of thousands, they disappear and we don't know where, maybe in the prisons of U.S. that build all over Iraq. But the real number, 2 million Iraqi, that's, you can't argue about that. They're dead, dead.
Yeah.
But there are some statistics say, no, they reached 3 million. And this is aside from the those who are disappeared, they call it disappeared, and those who are, of course, the displaced or refugees, those are 6 million.
I've said this, that it's somewhere between 1 million, 2 million, and it could be as many as 16 million out of our entire foray, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's Syria, whether it's Iran, whether it's Iraq, wherever. The regimes that we have toppled and the people that we have propped up and allowed to coalesce back into a political power that was supposedly wrestling for the righteous right to rule on whatever country it is. I look at these people. I mean, Saddam Hussein, this guy was, in the American media, was charged with gassing 1,800 of his own people.
No, this is, yes, they say that, but even one of the paper of the CIA said, no, he didn't do it. The American people handed this, the gas that they gave it to the Iranian side, and the Iranians throw it on the Halabja people. And even the mayor of Halabja said, no, the Iranian killed them. But it's a proxy war. You know, our war with Iran, I mean, we have no intention to kill Iranian. It's a proxy war.
Mm-hmm.
Iran was supplied by, of course, the regime of Iran, not the people. The regime, the Mullali regime, headed by Khomeini, who is an UK agent, ignite war against Iraq to shut up the people who are against their theological control over Iran. It's a proxy war led by Israel, UK, and US. I mean,
yeah.
All the shipment, all the Iranian weapon at that time is USA, made in USA. It's a proxy war.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, they ignite between two countries, and they ignite war, and then they come, they finish the job. I mean, U.S. came and finished the job and turn Iraq to a big, and turn Iraq to, I mean, they destroyed the smothering.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
The country, I don't know how you rebuild your history, though, because history and the infrastructure has been destroyed.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, all these big plants. I mean, John, we were a very industrialized country. We used to have factories for buses.
Bethania, I've got to take the break. I'm sorry, dear. Please call back in. I enjoy talking with you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Out in the morning dew, morning.
You know, why can't people have as much loyalty to each other as dogs to families? This might seem a little off path here, but why aren't husbands and wives as loyal to each other as dogs are to their family? I'll give you an example here. This is in Beulah, Michigan. I've been there before. A dog swam more than 6 miles and walked a dozen more to find its family after falling overboard into Lake Michigan during the weekend. Edward Casas was boating on the lake Sunday with his wife, Kristen, and the family dog, a 12-month-old Belgian, and I think I'm pronouncing this correctly, Malinois, named Riley. Casas tells ABC News that Riley went overboard while he was in the engine room trying to figure out a mechanical problem with a boat, and his wife was steering. Cass has said the dog says he sent out a mayday call on the radio and was connected to a volunteer group that searches for lost dogs. The next morning, someone spotted Riley going into a nearby campground. Edward Cassis says there was a lot of sobbing and hugging when the family was united with him. Jeez. Human beings can't display the kind of loyalty to each other in a family union that a dog would display to its family. Kind of makes you think, doesn't it? Mike in South Carolina. Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
Well, I guess the biggest question, this isn't why I called in, but the biggest question is the answer to your last question is, have you ever woken up next to a dog?
Have I ever woken up next to a dog? Yeah.
And what was the first thing that dog said?
Mike, I'm losing you here. Dogs don't talk.
Okay, very good. Well, right. Human beings don't sleep with dogs either. As far as I know, they don't.
Human beings don't sleep with dogs.
You're talking about a four-legged or two-legged dog. Which one are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. You didn't catch the little sarcasm in that. If you didn't, I'm not going to explain it to you, Mike.
Yeah, I must have gone over with the dog.
Okay.
All right. The last caller was quoting some numbers that you were asking for.
Yes.
I've called him before about this. The Middle Eastern losses over there, the murders have been over 12 million. The number of military that we have lost over there is over 75,000.
Now, I've heard 10% of that number.
I know that. It's wrong. It's totally wrong.
Okay, but how are you right, and where are you getting this from? How do you?
I can't tell you where I'm getting the numbers from, John. Okay, if you'll call, Ashton Carter? I'm sure he'll probably come close to verifying that for you. But my numbers, I can't tell you where they come from, John. They come from sources I can't release.
Okay, so
I'm closer to being truthful than anybody else you'll ever talk to. Some of the stuff I've given to you comes from the Rothschild dinner table. I'm also going to tell you, too, that out of the 600 POWs in Vietnam that were left behind, we have 250 still alive.
For the life of me, I do not understand why that state senator did not use that clip of John McCain stumping for the communist North. That was a no-brainer. And here we go, Mr. Neocon. He never saw a war that he wouldn't support or a number of people he wouldn't kill. I mean, my God in heaven.
That's right, John. Eventually what we're finding out is the truth does come out, but it takes so damn long to get there. We've been going through this downsize in America for the last 20, 25 years, but I already told you why they're doing it. This country will survive, but it's not going to recover. The reason why is that the powers to be wanted, got real greedy. They want more out of it. They didn't want to put out profit sharing, medical expenses, EPA requirements, lawsuits. They didn't want any of that anymore. So what they did is they did away with the middle class, all the manufacturing, and they stuck it overseas, over in China. Look at the profits they're making right now. Unbelievable profits. And who suffers for it? Well, there's three other things that are happening too, John. We've talked about this. The borders are going away. Property ownership is going away. You just finished saying how all of a sudden Russia owns part out of the Clinton Foundation, the uranium underneath our country. This is my country, not her country. She's a bitch, Jew, homosexual who needs to be just taken out one way or the other. That woman's got serious problems. Not just her; she's a puppet.
Yeah, but Mike, it's just not the one person; it's the people standing around her that are allowing her to continue.
That's exactly what I'm saying, John. You're exactly right. She's a puppet, but she, look at how she's playing all this stuff. Most of it is being done for her, but this is my country, not hers.
Well, you know, I don't. I'm not into the survival game. I could give a crap less. I'm not interested in just surviving. And why are you telling me, Mike, that, yeah, we'll survive, but the country will never come back.
Well, because if you look and see what's happened, the middle class is gone, manufacturing's gone. How are we going to come back, John? How are you going to do that? It's not going to do it. You can't. And wait until you start undoing the welfare system and letting some of those minorities go after each other. That's next.
But, Mike, you're just picking at willy-nilly at one of their pages out of their songbook. I mean, you're almost admitting a defeat even before we truly engage.
Well, look what you're letting happen. McCain gets back in. Are you serious? He's going to run again? That man needs to just fall over dead.
Okay, but one senator, one little traitorous little asshat does not a country make. You don't...
He represents some other asshats too, John. You know that.
I'm not a neophyte. I have not fallen off the turnip wagon just yesterday. I understand that, but I also understand that the good people standing and speaking right now outnumber them. They need to be encouraged to follow suit. And I would still like to believe that there's many more Americans that would like to see America restored than just survive and never see it come back.
It's more than just the Americans. The whole world would like to see America survive. It was a beacon of light that people could count on.
Yeah.
America always did something. When it did what was right for America and for its people, that's where it needs to go to again. And what was left over, they shared it with everybody else.
Well, I would give you some credence on this if it was 15, 20 years down the road. When people like myself of this generation are gone to be replaced by the stumbling, bumbling, tweeting airheads that we've been spitting out of schools, and it's just not because of the schools, it's because of the parents themselves. So there's got to be a reckoning and a reorientating of America, and it's not Clinton and Clinton values or her village idiot. You know, it takes a village to raise your child. We're coming back down to the issues here of who belongs to whom. Who has the right to rule? Where is our Constitution? And I think you're going to see a resurgence of this. And once that large group is re-energized, I don't think there's going to be any stopping it, because we've already seen the results of not following it.
Would you agree, John, that he who has the gold rights to history?
Only if you're in their matrix playing their game, but what if you don't need no damn gold? You just need a little bit of lead.
Well, John, what if you know the names of the people who are playing that game? For instance, the top 10 people, top 10 billionaires who support Hillary Clinton, I would say I would like to take them on the side and have an audit done on everything they own offshore and onshore and return it to the Treasury of the United States of America and tell them to go someplace else and steal it from somebody else.
Well, and I, you've heard me before, Mike. I want to see the middleman game, the funny money people, stopped, because you want to talk about the decimation of the middle class. There's your number one target right there.
That's exactly right. And you know what? As long as they can control the corporations, there's a synagogue down in, right outside of Tampa, Florida, that I know of, that actually teaches their minions down there how to take over companies and then go to their courtrooms, in their bankruptcy courtrooms, and have the judges in there, their kosher judges, hand over those companies for 10 cents on the dollar. They actually teach that down there. That's just one of them that I know of, John.
Yeah, well, and again, you can cite instance, Mike, of how crappy things are, the John McCain's or the kosher mafia in operation, but I'm telling you, the worm has turned, and I believe this. I believe Trump's a legitimate guy. I don't think he's a politician. I don't think he's bought and paid for. I think there are people around him right now that would like to control him, but I think Donald Trump is going to be his own man. And I think, John,
I think the people who are around him, although we know what tribe there are, I think they're generally concerned that there may not be a future for any of us if this stuff doesn't get stopped. By the way, John,
thank you.
I will tell you straight from my mouth, I work with Donald Trump's former trust advisor. I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, Stone?
No.
Okay.
This goes back to the 70s. He knows who I'm talking about.
All right. Well, I don't know who you're talking about, so. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Mike.
All right, adios.
Okay. You know, I I really don't understand why people are willing to capitulate defeat without even really putting up a fight. I don't get it. I really don't get it. You know, I'm going to say something that will probably get me in hot water with Secret Service, but please, Secret Service, listen to me carefully. It's not that I would do this, but I was talking to Mike during the break. I said, you know, if I could trade out my life, in other words, my life would end. If I could trade Hillary Clinton's life for my own, I'd do it in a New York second. Faster than that. A New York mini second. I just don't understand the mindset of looking at the battlefield, declaring that the war has been lost before you even engage. Go read Sun Tzu, man. Reach down deep in places that you have not gone and pull out something that is a semblance of courage and vision and ruggedness and righteousness. Show that to me. But more importantly, show it to yourself. Marty in Idaho. Hello, Marty.
Hi there. I want to continue on the thought that you have going now. Then I have a quick question after I make this point, which I know you'll agree with. According to Mike.
I don't agree with I don't agree with your barking dog. He's as loud as you are on the phone.
He's even outside and the door's shut. He apologizes.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right.
I think it depends on the mind. My mind says, yes, we can. And what I thought about when he was making those comments was, well, look what happened to Germany twice. And all their buildings, everything was smattered. And they had a good leader. And they came back twice.
Yeah.
And they're back again. So if Trump could be our leader, which I'm hopeful for, I'm very positive.
I think more importantly, I don't think that it's going to be any one thing that Trump is going to do that's going to be a savior move unto itself. I think what this is going to energize in the American people that has been laying latent for so long. They've been hoodwinked. They've been lied to. They have been made to believe that you're powerless and there's nothing you can do. And when it's just exactly the opposite. The future of this country does not lie with Donald Trump or John McCain or one party or one individual or anything else. It resides in us. And as soon as people start understanding that and start looking to the left and the right in front of them and behind them and going, okay, who's with me?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That is the problem. I mean, a leader we need. Two. But see, we're not the German people. The German people, the Austrians, they had something. You saw it in them. I don't see it in our people. I see it in me. I see it in you. You know? But I'm hopeful.
Well, I'm not defeatist. As I've said, and you know, this goes to the issue here, and I've said this before, that, you know, if you want to be defeatist, go ahead and be defeatist. If you want to tell me that, well, this country's never coming back the way it was, you know, it's not that I don't want to hear it, is I don't believe it. I do not wish to believe that because that reduces my work and my life to absolute crap, meaningless, nothing, zero.
Yeah. Right, and I agree with you 100%. So we're on the same page, John. And also, the 4 minutes that I never can think of his name, the Fox reporter, the 4 minutes you played in the beginning. What's his name?
Yeah, Lou Dobbs.
Yeah, Lou Dobbs. You're going to have that on your site?
It's already there.
Good, good, good. That was excellent. Yes, that gave me more hope.
In 4 minutes, I don't think I've ever heard, in that brief a time, that much truth coming out of this guy.
I don't. He's kudos to him.
And he's still there. So
I don't know how long.
Well, hey, you can say that. Hey, you can say that of anybody. You know, I look to the future of this network and being able to broadcast in this country under a Hitler-y or Hillary regime as being, I'd give it about a 70-30 shot.
Oh, bad. And I prefer, and not to criticize, I like Hillary or anything better than Hitler-y because that's not the way we, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I got you.
Okay.
All right. All right, Marty. All right,
thanks,
I appreciate it. All right.
Bye.
Mikey, can you turn this mic down just a little bit? It's starting to crack on me here. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, real quick. I think people are defeatist and people are the roles they assign themselves, mostly because they don't understand how great human beings actually can be, even themselves. Our founders took a huge leap of faith when they stepped out and said, okay, we're going to figure this out one way or the other. And I think a lot of modern Americans, in their subconscious, they believe themselves to be property of the state, and there's plenty of evidence that they are, but they've accepted that role, and I think it's very, very sad.
Within my lifetime, Mike, I've seen the entrepreneurial, you know, we're cast iron, we're Americans, there isn't anything we can't do. I've seen this. You know, I saw the speech that Kennedy gave about wanting to go to the moon by 1969. And lo and behold, some people would argue we didn't go to the moon, but I think we did. But that's not the point. The point is the technology was not developed, and we put a man in space. Holy mackerel. I mean, with nothing more technical, I mean, my God, the electronics of the time, I mean, we're almost non-existent. You were almost still in the vacuum tube era. You know, you had diodes. You didn't have IC chips. You know, you didn't have any of that technology, and we were still able to do what we did. To me, that suggests a feeling that people had that, wait a minute, you know, if we set a goal, we can make it. The goal that I see that somebody like Donald Trump is that, you know, we can make America great again. But my God, if you're going to look to this guy with the bad hair to do it all for you, go to hell. Go
right.
Anywhere. Get out of the country. I don't care where you go, but get out of my face, man.
Right. And unfortunately, I'd say maybe 60% of the population did not see Kennedy's speech now because of the age. And
yeah.
All of my contemporaries are conditioned to believe they're absolutely stunned at some of the things I do, but I don't feel like I can't. I might not do it right, I might fall off the ladder, but I never think that I can't do it. And when I hear somebody call up and say, well, it's gone, it'll never come back, well, no, I admit it's gone, but we can bring it back.
Well, you know, it was kind of funny. I mean, it's something just reminded me here, Mike. Years ago, before I started Republic Radio International, I was looking for a way to reach people, to talk to them directly, to get their feedback, get the information out. And my old broadcast partner, Marcus Aurelius Cornicus, you know, I said to him one day, I said, you know, this is crap. I said, we need an outlet. And I told him, I said, you know, I should be doing radio or doing a radio network or something. He had to check with somebody else to ask them, do you think he can do it? You know, and it's like, wait a minute here. You know, you have to ask somebody else's opinion. Do you think he'd be? I think in that particular instance, the only opinion that counted was mine.
Right.
You know, yeah. But, you know, somebody has to go check the pulse of somebody else to dialogue to some kind of consensus as to whether you can or you can't. I mean, what kind of insanity is that?
Well, yeah, and I called the Republic of Texas Radio Sunday, and I was talking to them. If you believe you need to have permission to conceal your handgun, then God bless you, but you don't. And if you think you need permission to not file your 1040 form, good luck, but you don't. And it drives me crazy.
Mike, I'm telling you, man, I got really, really pissed off. I go to a dairy farm in Georgetown, not too many miles from me. And I've been going there every weekend for the past 5 years. And when the owner of the farm is sitting there and just taking it easy, and He looks at me and he goes, I don't see what you're so upset about. You know, we'll survive. And I turned on my heels and I looked at that guy and I was pissed off. I looked at him and I said, do you realize that there are people that are not going to be just satisfied with surviving? I said, what do you think this is right now? This here and now moment, me looking at you, you looking at me, we're having a conversation. This is life. What is being offered is anti-life. Right. So you sit there and you tell me, what are you worried about? We'll survive. I'm not interested in surviving, you damn fool. I'm interested in living life. Amen. Oh, I got angry. God, did that make... I was pissed off for 2 weeks. The next time I walked in that dairy, somebody looked at me, and it must have been the look on my face. They dropped their gaze real quick, didn't say a damn word to me. And I told the family members, as I met them, there were sisters and brothers and father-in-laws and sister-in-laws and all that stuff, in subsequent weeks, and I finally said to them, I said, you know, I really got pissed off at the old man. He told me this. And they just looked at me and said, well, you know, I said, look, I'm just coming here for the milk. I'm not coming here for your political advice. I'm not coming here for anything but your damn milk. So give me my milk and have a nice frickin' day.
Right, and people do. They see, and that part of that old gentleman, not, God bless him, he doesn't know that he can thrive.
Oh, he knew. Oh.
Does he know he can thrive?
Oh, yeah. He's just being another fat, lazy American. That's what pissed me off. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike.
Thanks, brother.
All right, Mike in South Carolina, you wanted to add something? Mike in South Carolina.
Yeah, I just wanted to add a couple more things real briefly. And I had mentioned that borders are going away. You're seeing that happen. Property rights are going away. You're seeing that happen. Depopulation is going on. You don't see that quite yet, but we have over 30,000 people a year committing suicide. That's not being talked about. And one of the main big reasons, John, why it's not going to recover where it used to be.
Oh, now you're going to give me part two of this, Mike? Really?
Yeah,
let me suggest something to you, because you're starting to piss me off. You're starting to piss me off. Why don't you go to that table with the Rothschilds and sit down with them? Because you're singing their song. I've had it with you, man. I have had it with you. God, dump it. Jesus, if he was in the same room, he and I'd be tangling right now. And I mean that. I'll give you another reason why we're not coming back. Go to hell! Go directly to hell. Do not pass. Do not collect $200. And don't even grab a glass of ice water. God! What the hell is it with these guys? The all-knowing, all-seeing, well, I'm in the know, and I've been talking to people, and they bring me the message of the damned. Go to hell, man. Seriously. You're halfway there. Enjoy the future. I think I just popped something in my brain here. If I fall over, just call 911. All right, the rest of you, thank you very much for being here today. God almighty. You know, I'll make you a deal, Mike. Call the network. I want to talk to you. Because as it stands now, you'll never get back on this damn show. Roger, over and out. We'll be back tomorrow, folks. We must take America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.